Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs, and hopefully entrepreneurs will help us as well. I'm Gene Hodge, I'm your host, and we're here to inspire those of you that have ideas to get started, because we want you entrepreneurs or beginning entrepreneurs and experienced entrepreneurs to join in and find ways so that we could help each other. That's about all that I can say at this point in time. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt, Master Guy that makes everything work. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Doing fine. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes. Now you know what we're here for. We are in the third week of February, and we are celebrating some of Black History Month, and we have a special guest coming on tonight because I am so thrilled. I won't tell you who it is at the present time, but it's someone that we know that has been recognized, and so I like to just kind of hold that secret for a little bit. But we are celebrating partially Black History Month, and not so much celebrating, but recognizing Black History Month when it comes to jobs and entrepreneurs.
Well, hold on a second. I've always found that statement kind of odd, and I've heard other people say this before. Why is it celebrating? Why celebrate Black History Month 1 month out of the year?
You ask me that question?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a pause on that just for a second.
Sure.
But the bottom line is that I don't have a reason in terms of why, but I do have I do have something to say that hopefully we could change some of that.
Sure. I just want your interpretation on it, because instead of it being Black history, I just thought it was part of American history.
We're going to get into that.
Again, this is just my two cents on it, and I'll let you expand on it later, obviously. But yeah. why have it be limited to just 1 month out of the year? Because people of color, and I'm trying to think of a nice way to be able to say this, people of color have contributed so much to not only American history, but to world history. And I found it amazing after all these years that it's only limited to 1 month out of the year.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a partial secret.
Okay.
Is it depends on who owns the media.
That's
who owns
very true.
The radio stations, the newspaper, the publishing companies, because
the TV networks.
Right. Those are designed to serve people and not serving everybody. We're evolving as a nation, finding out we should be serving everybody. But in the past, we didn't know who was who, because there are so many missing people that live in this country that we still don't see, which is something that I'm going to talk about.
Well, missing how?
Briefly.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just going to give you, I didn't want to tell you the secret before the break, but I'm going to tell you the secret anyway.
All right. I didn't mean to pry it out of you that quickly.
Because we're talking about that, and you brought up an excellent point, and it has somewhat to do with our guest, but I'm just looking for the information that I wanted to pull out. But I'm going to say that in April of 2023, Morgan Freeman, who's an actor and entertainer, I presented an article that pretty much said that he didn't too much care for the word Black History, and because he said we are all Americans, and so because we're all Americans, I thought about that and I came up with some interesting thoughts in terms of how we could begin to share that as a nation. And so that more people are involved, more people understand. Anyway, so when it comes down to Black history, and Morgan said that since we're all Americans, then there should not be a special month that we set aside.
That's kind of where I got my question
but
from.
But I'm going to, I've done a little thinking, and I've come up with a different way of looking at it.
Okay,
I'm going to just share this. First time I'm sharing this. It's American history shared by Black Americans, or American history shared by African Americans, or American history shared by Native Americans.
And those last two are phrases that have always bothered me. It's African Americans and Native Americans. They're Americans all the same.
Right, but when we can tell our story our way, then you hear our story.
Right.
Okay, but somebody else telling you your story, that doesn't work because they've never been down that path.
Exactly. It's different.
So,
it's different coming out of it from your perspective because you're a man of color. I'm not. I'll flat out say it. I'm a white guy.
Actually, you just put your foot in your mouth in a sense.
No.
You can't really see this because I'm so far back, but it's a color palette.
Okay.
Has all the colors that we learn in grade school.
Silver, purple, blue, green, yellow, brown,
right.
Red, black, white.
Okay, so I want you to just think about this because you've seen this before.
I have.
If we're all Americans, then we're all in the circle.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now, somebody came along with this word Black people.
Right.
And then somebody came up with this word that says us and Black people, or us and people of color,
or us and them.
No, just us and people of color, because of language. And the reality is, and hopefully I can change America, change the way we look at that, but we are all in the circle. There's no such thing as us and people of color. People have picked it up. We're all in the circle. There's nobody outside of the circle of color. We're all in it. So understanding language is what I'm hoping that we do, because when we can include everybody, then we know that we're including everybody versus us and. Because we're all in it. There's none of us standing outside of it. So hopefully part of my goal is to change some of the thinking. And I just thought that because somebody came up with, let's celebrate this month, well, why not celebrate Americans and let the African Americans, the Native Americans, the Chinese Americans, Japanese Americans, let them tell their history of their experiences in this country. Hopefully somebody picks that up, and hopefully somebody kind of runs with it. But now that we're back, now that we're back on the show, we've got to take a break, I believe. And we have a special guest coming on. But hold on, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back and get on with our show.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
That's what I want. That's what I'm trying to get. I believe all entrepreneurs would like to do that.
Well, not just all entrepreneurs. Yeah. All people in general want money to be able to take care of the essentials.
Well, let's just hope that they all tell the truth and that they want some. Anyway, we have a special guest on tonight. And her name is Dee Wilkins, and I'm saying special guest because Dee has been on the show before. Dee, are you there?
Yes. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for taking the time out to come on the show.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Hodge. Always to speak to you and your guests.
Well, it's my pleasure today. Now, in order to understand why Dee is on the show, I'm going to kind of paint a little picture in terms of the background. Dee, hopefully you can see the show, but I haven't practiced this, so I'm just going to put it up. Today I was given a booklet, and hopefully you can see the size and see what it looks like. And it's a booklet that I was given by a colleague of mine, and it is a news booklet. It's very thick, and the publisher of the book is U.S. Today Magazine. And I began flipping through the pages, and unknowingly or surprisingly, I saw a picture of Dee Wilkins in there. And because this is about Black History Month, and it identifies lots of individuals that have done things to help make this country and do their thing as far as business and just things that they're doing in their community. But I was shocked to see Dee there. Anyway, so I called her up and asked her if she had any time that she could come on the show, because I would just, first of all, Dee, I'd like to say congratulations. That's number one. And you really deserve it. And I was really surprised, but this is something that lots of people are going to get or can get. And so I'd like to just first of all say thank you, and then I'm going to pick your brain. Okay? Anyway, so I'd like to just ask you, if you don't mind, it's a great recognition, and it's a big book. First of all, how can we get this? Any idea? Where's it available?
Certainly. Thank you so very much, Mr. Hodge. I really had no idea that you had it there. But yes, I can see. It is a special edition of USA Today. What they did was they, every year, they have taken the time to put out a memorial, mm-hmm. you know, for Black History Month. And it was an extensive, they did an extensive, as you can see.
Yeah.
It's very well put together. It goes from just everything that you could possibly think about when it comes to Black history. And
right.
for me, I was trying to make sure that I recognize our city, the Tampa Bay area, St. Pete and whatnot. And you can get it on, you, if you don't get it at the newsstands, you can get it online at USA Today, and it is /Black History Special Edition. So
okay.
it's a digital edition as well as a printed edition. And of course, we are on page 43. And when I say we, what I did is I spoke about our city and the fact that we do not celebrate Black history just one month. For us, it goes on all year long. And I tried to highlight some of the companies and the city programs that are being offered during Black History Month, but also go on, like your program, throughout the year. So when you go to page 43, if you mm-hmm. have the digital, and you look on the bottom, you will see the different companies that I thought, like Ariel Business Group, the City of Tampa, obviously, several Black businesses that I tried to highlight that I have done business with and that has also been longstanding. So when you click on their logo on the digital version, it will take you directly to their website so that you can find out information about our city and the people that do business, not only here, but across the globe.
Great. Great. Okay, so just to repeat that, you can find it by going to
USA Today. And when you pull up USA Today,
okay.
it will you just mm-hmm. put in the Black History Month edition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so
if you go
it.
To page 43, that's where we are. But the entire edition is, it's
nationwide.
It's an awesome,
it's nationwide,
Oh, it goes across the globe.
Yeah. It does, actually, because it mentions different people in different places.
Yes, sir.
And that's what history should be about. Anyways, I'm not sure if you heard us when we were starting off, but I had told our producer, Mr. Matt, I had said that I like to put in something in terms of I'd mentioned Morgan Freeman last year had wrote something regarding Black History Month, and his overall thought was that we're all Americans.
Yes.
And so I thought about it and thought about it, and I came up with why, if I can, to change some of the language, but saying something like American history told by African Americans, or told by Native Americans, or told by Chinese Americans, or Japanese Americans. This way they can tell their history through their eyes instead of reading it through someone else's. Anyway, so I just thought I'd put that out there because it's important to know history.
Yeah.
And only you can tell your history best. And so, anyway, that was just a thought.
Yes, sir.
Now,
it's a very viable thought, especially during these times mm-hmm. that we are living in. It is imperative that we all, as you say, we are, this country is a melting pot
yeah.
quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we are all Americans. We all live here. And everything is what brought us to where we are today. That's all the contributions of every culture,
mm-hmm.
Latino, Black, Italian, whatever. It's all part of what makes this country what it is today.
Right. And so it's best to hear it based on who are the ones that did it, instead of us telling you what we know because we read something that somebody else wrote. Anyway, so
yes, sir.
I'd like to have you think about that. Now, But now that we've gotten that done very quickly, if you got time for some questions, I got some questions to ask you, though.
Of course.
Okay, first of all, can you tell us, what is your background that before you got this idea of creating your magazine?
Before I just went into this side, the publishing side of journalism, I, of course, was a writer, and I worked in several different areas so that I would learn the different skills necessary for doing and finding exactly what my niche is. I believe that God gives each of us a talent and a purpose, and the talent is to help us move forward for the purpose that He wants. And so everything that I do revolves around that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just very fortunate. I've been in real estate, banking, healthcare, you name it, and I've done it.
Really?
So that I have the discipline. Yes, even in college, I had the benefits of learning the techniques of radio and sound. And so, yeah, there's a lot that, you know, makes us into the individuals we are today, as you know.
Yeah, and I know you did some work in corporate America, I believe, as well.
Yes, I worked for Humana, I worked for Chase, I worked for Regis Paper Company, IBM, Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, we're not going to tell your age, but we'll just... But that's what background is involved, though. It involves your background.
Yes, sir.
And anyway, so I wanted to make sure that the audience knew some other things that you've done. And what possessed you to get started on your magazine?
I had seen that there was a small area where individuals that I was working with on the job would come to me and they would ask advice on the various levels, whether they wanted to be inspired or encouraged. They would also want to improve themselves. And I was always one that if the job offered opportunities for advancement, then they should take advantage of them. And so the job sent me on many occasions to several different opportunities where I could learn, and I took advantage. I did.
Now that's history.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And some of the things were opportunities that I may not have needed for that particular position, but they were enough to buoy me up into others.
Well, great. That's what I'm sure a lot of people go through, but I guess the less we ask the questions in terms of where did they come from versus where are they now, it's always good to know where they've come from. And the next question is, where do you plan to go?
I think that is a difficult question at some times. Because what you plan to do today may not be exactly what you are destined for tomorrow.
Right.
And so I always tell young people, yes, do have a plan. You must have a plan. In business, you must have a plan. I came from the old school Wharton, so we know that we are supposed to always have our ideas and everything, write the plan and make it work. However, there are times when you start out with the plan and you get kind of sidetracked, and you have to be able to discern what is necessary and what is possible, and if those two things can work together for you.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, but you're listening to Dee Wilkins, the owner or CEO of Impact Magazine, and featured out of the Tampa Bay area right here in Florida, and that's who we're listening to. But we'll be right back after we hear a word from our sponsor. And hold on, Dee, I got some more questions for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. No stopping. We're on the move. You're on the move as an entrepreneur, and because you've got to get your thing going based on what it is, and you're always going to be on the move because you're the one that's got to bring something to somebody else. I'm on the phone right now with Dee Wilkins. She's the owner, CEO of Impact Magazine, based out of the Tampa Bay area, and she is being featured in the U.S. Today. It's a magazine. It's part of Black History Month, and it's full of different people, different black people from various parts of the country, if not the world, and the world. But it's put out by US Today magazine, and you can find it just by going out to their website and type in Black History Month, and you can be able to see or possibly grab a copy of the article. Anyway, so Dee, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Did I say anything that was... Did I miss anything? I'll put it that way.
Well, it's USA Today. USA right. Today, and it's their special edition.
Special edition.
And the digital would be on USA Today Special-VA. newsmemory.com. But even if you just go to USA Today, and like you said, for Black History, It says the whole edition is there. We just happen to be on page 43. And yes. I did want to mention to you, because I know that you are doing a special performance today yourself, there are several other businesses, because you asked me about where I'm going, where did I come, and things like that. some of the businesses that I chose to bring attention to, businesses like the True Vegan Creamery, which is a new business, a relatively new business for the Tampa Bay area that caught on very well, because there were three young ladies who had been childhood friends. Each of them went off to college and got their degrees, but always stayed in contact with each other. And they decided that there should be, you know, something mm-hmm. that would relate to them that was healthy when it came to ice cream. Mm. And so they started the True Vegan Creamery, located in downtown Tampa. The same would go for the Black Love series that the city of Tampa is doing. They have been doing that all month long, where they have a series every Sunday at the Tampa Theater downtown, and they feature Black Love, you know, movies mm-hmm. or events that the family. It's a family
every Sunday.
Yes, every Sunday at 3 p.m. Also, there's, of course, the Black Business Bus Tour that brings business to all parts of Tampa. We take people on buses to the small Black-owned businesses. And this is something mm-hmm. that helps the city to make themselves really, really know where small Black businesses were. And they are taken every three times a year straight. It's a coach bus that will take, you know, everybody mm-hmm. who wants to go to the different businesses. And, of course, that helps the economy.
It helps, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it keeps those businesses going. So there are quite a few. If you go like Serenity or the Black Business Investment Corporation, what they do, the BBIC, mm-hmm. Puts on the CEO. They have a CEO initiative every other month or so. And what they have done is they have brought together CEOs collaborating with other CEOs. So if you mm-hmm. are an older, more established CEO and you are successful, your business can then be visited and showcased at the CEO experience that Mr. Andrew mm-hmm. Ware started back in 2017, I think we did that.
Okay.
Started. And this time, March the 8th, 2024, they're going to have Mr. Victor Young, who once again was a gentleman who started in another field. He's a mentor, motivational speaker, whatever. And he's also an entrepreneur. He owns a dealership or two in the Tampa Bay area. So all of these things highlighted not only during Black History Month, but they are highlighted throughout the course mm-hmm. of the year, just like your show.
Great. Yeah, great. Okay. Is that it, or there more?
Well, as far as, you know that I can go on.
Okay, well, I got the next question for you.
Yes.
Given that you are an entrepreneur and quite successful, is it possible that you can possibly share one of your biggest challenges that you had when you were getting off the ground, in a sense?
I think my biggest challenge is probably the same as it's no different today than it was when I first started. It is getting the respect and getting the awareness, not only for me, mm-hmm. but for the new individuals or anyone who is seeking to do something that is a little bit out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that we are not just a publication. There's no fluff. We're not interested in what color your fingernails are and where you went for dinner and all that. We're interested in sharing your story of success and how your faith carried you through those tough times.
Oh, okay. Is it okay for me to say I've been featured in that magazine or part of it?
Of course.
Anyway? Yes.
Of course. Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Yes, and that's very true. And so, for many of you others out there, there's opportunity to get exposure, and I'm going to say guidance in some cases. But you've done a great job. That's about
Thank
all
you.
I can say there. Yes. And so, but yeah. And so the challenges are ongoing.
Yes. I believe that there's, if anyone says, oh, I don't have to worry or I've done enough or whatever they think is that line, that is not good. That is not the basis of a success. Because there are too many, for instance, you yourself, you started in one area and you let nothing stop you from being a success there. And you were in the service, so you served our country, you went all over the world, and still you were able to finally decide, this is something that I want to share with others and bring awareness to whatever entrepreneur was interested and wanted to have the exposure. The Mr. Dukes himself, your co-pilot over there, he was in the service and started, you know, like most young men, straight from high school or college and went straight into the service in the Air Force and learned a trade, took that trade and was able to bring it outside of the service. And then he decided, let me teach.
Mm-hmm.
So he was teaching for 15 or so years at Robinson or the other
high school.
And then he decided, well, let me go into business for myself. So entrepreneurs come from all areas. They come from out of the need, the necessity, the desire, the encouragement of others. Entrepreneurs are made, and they will never, ever, ever be just somebody that you shove under a hidden. No, entrepreneurs will shine. They shine, and they probably came along when they were younger. At one of the Black Business Bus Tour has a mom who has several young entrepreneurs of her own. She has a chef. He has his own business. She has another young lady that makes hair garments. And then she has bust down clean. There's a, you know, it's the service where cleaning. She does commercial and residential cleaning. So there's nothing above us. Black people have always had the initiative. We've always had the skills because we had to work for others. So now we have taken that time and that energy, and we are doing some things for ourselves.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Because all the knowledge is there in one sense, and so it's just a matter of getting the word out there to others and promoting and helping more.
Exactly.
But it's helping the overall itself, and so.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just. Anyway, but thank you very much. But we're going to take a short break. If you can just hold on for, I'll say, for 3 more minutes. I got a couple of more questions for you, and then we'll let you go if possible. Okay. You're listening to Dee Wilkins, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/ Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Going gets tough, the tough get going, because that is one of the requirements for entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship and all of that growth, because it's a different path. I can only speak for me. It's tough out there. But on the line I have Dee Wilkins, who is sharing her knowledge. She is the owner CEO of Impact Magazine, but she's just been featured in the U.S. Today publication. And are you still there, Dee?
Yes, sir.
It's a special edition and design. What it does, it shares black history of many, many entrepreneurs, or just history itself in this magazine. And Dee, tell us how to get it again. I just kind of mentioned it, but tell us how can you get a copy of the magazine.
Basically, you can, if you haven't received it yourself, you know, you can get it at usatoday.com and just click on the Black History Month 2024, you know, special edition. That's for the digital. Mm-hmm. But the print is out. It's at newsstands. You can even order the print, if you like, from the usatoday.com website.
Great.
But it is an addition that they've a very extensive coverage, not only for our area, but all across. It goes throughout. It covers everything that they could for the most celebrated Cultural Heritage Month on the calendar.
It's very well done. Very, very well done. I didn't read all of it. I was glancing through it. That's how I found you, and I could not let you get away. Since you live right here in the Tampa area. Now, I got two more other questions for you. One is if you could help someone out there that's pondering becoming an entrepreneur, or they are already one, what type of tip could you offer based on just things that you've gone through that could help someone else that you think?
Most entrepreneurs or individuals thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, they feel that they will go to their family, their friends with their ideas, and sometimes they get shot down.
Right.
More than often, they are shot down. Well, my main concern is don't quit. Do not quit. Stay focused. If you have prayed and this is a vision that God has given to you, then you must stick with it, because had it not been that Carter G. Woodson, when he decided that he wanted to have something that would commemorate Black history, he could have easily gone to the right people or some people and then told them about the idea, and my goodness, they would have said, no way, we are not going to do this. But instead, he kept on, and in 1926, I believe it was, he was able to help to be sure that this special month, well, it started out as a week, but it went on into a month. So you cannot quit. You must remember that there are resources all over. As I mentioned earlier, for right here, there is the Tampa Bay Black Business Investment Corporation. There are other banks. There are businesses. Collaborate with other CEOs, other individuals. Put together your concepts and your ideas and make sure that you are comfortable. And don't let anyone change your mind.
Great. Great. Don't let anyone change your mind.
Mm-mm.
Yep, because you'll get a lot of naysayers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of encouragers out there as well.
Yes, yes.
Now, we got about 5 minutes left. But one other question for you, though. If I could help you, WTN's, the Tan Talk Radio Network, there's like four or five stations involved, if we could help you in some way or have some influence in some way, is there anything out there that you need or would like to have that if you had an opportunity to tell the world, you'd tell them?
I think for me and what I'm doing, you have done exactly what I need. Mm. As many times as I can get my word out to the airwaves and to be encouraged by programs such as yours and to be of an encouragement to others, then I am fine. I believe that you are doing an excellent job with Tan Talk Radio Network. I visit businesses like Ursula Odom's downtown on Nebraska in Tampa Park Plaza. She has a bookstore, and it is devoted to Black history. Mm. Also, our councilwoman has opened up a Black English bookstore in Seminole Heights, 401 East Oak Street. And you have there's when you are able to read about and listen to and talk to people who have some influence, if a door opens, don't stand there gapping at it. Walk through that door. Mm-hmm. And take that opportunity. I thank you many, many times over for allowing me the opportunity to come on and to speak and to be of some sort of sensitive mm-hmm. to the individuals that you are speaking to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate that. You there?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. All right, you kind of quiet. You got kind of quiet on me there. Are you still there?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. I was just thinking that if any of your listeners want to get in touch or they need some information and if I may be of any assistance, my telephone number is 813-812-9677. Once again, that number is 813-812-9677. And my email address is impactimmpact4@yahoo.com. So it's okay. Impact with two M, impact4you@yahoo.com. And, of course, our website would be impactmagazine.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, thank you very, very much for taking the time to come out on the show. And you've done a few shows in the past, and be nice to have someone that can go through and pull out those shows, which possibly I can help you out with, and then help to promote those out through the community. But I will follow up back with you.
All right.
That. Yes, because there's an awful lot of podcasts and videos that are done waiting to get promoted someplace. But I'll follow back up with you. But thank you very much for taking the time out. And we hope to get you back on later on and tell us a little bit more. But thanks for the work that you're doing in the community. Thanks for the work that you're doing with the Black community and the others. And congratulations again on being promoted and published in this very unique book, USA Today. Not everybody gets in there. So
And I thank you so very much. I appreciate, once again, the opportunity. And if I can just tell you this, I remember one day that there was a gentleman, his name is Rodney Jones, and he owns Business Plans Plus. Mm. And he said to me, Miss B, you know, you never know who's watching you. And I tell that to every young or any entrepreneur. Just stay focused, do your best, and then let the one you believe in do the rest.
Okay, Rodney's last name or his company?
Rodney Jones is Jones. Business okay. Plans Plus.
Okay, Business Plans Plus. Okay, great.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, well, thank you very, very much, because our time is just about up.
But
thank you very much. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed night.
Okay, same to you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were listening to Dee Wilkins, the owner and CEO of Impact Magazine, who has been featured in a big publication put out by U.S. Today. And you can find it out on the internet, and just go out to the U.S. Today site and type in Black History Month Special Edition, and you can get a chance to see how big this booklet is, but as well as possibly get it yourself, download it or have it sent to you. Anyway, so I appreciate Dee for taking the time out. I was very surprised, very impressed that I got a chance to see somebody that lives right in my area, and somebody that I've known for several years, and I was really surprised, but that's what it takes. And so she's hung in there and very, very well. Anyway, so we have one more week left where we'll spend some time on closing down with Black History Month, possibly lots of quotes that others have made in order to inspire others. And we'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions if you like. The number here is 727-441-3000. It's on I'm not sure if you can see it, but you can't see the 727, but possibly you can see the 441-3000. Feel free to give us a call, ask a question, because I'm always open to that. And hopefully some of you will do that so that we can answer your questions to the best of my ability, along with other guests as they come on the show. Anyway, so I'd like to just say thanks a lot, Mr. Matt, because our time is winding down here, and it's just about time. But I'm going to say stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour that's coming up, in order to talk about the employment side. But I hear the music. My Way by Frank Sinatra. I'm going to say that you can indeed do it your way, because as an entrepreneur, you get an opportunity to create your own businesses, which can be done your way. Anyway, so go out and make it happen.
Yes, it was mine.